Postcard from Shizuoka Prefecture, Japan. Mio, I'm sitting in your childhood room in Hamamatsu, Shizuoka. I took the Shinkansen bullet train from Tokyo. In Tokyo, I stayed in a hotel in busy Asakusa, right near the old temple and the outdoor market stalls. But I found snatches of quiet. I went to the Sento, the public baths that you recommended, down the narrow laneway. It was small and perfect, just like you told me. A place to float and return to myself in this busy city. It's so hot tonight. Japan in July is very humid. You told me that. It draws out every ounce of energy, a different kind of fatigue, both heavy and transcendent. Your mother cooked us a beautiful meal, and now I'm up in your old room, up the narrow wooden staircase. The suburb is so quiet at night, after Tokyo. Today, your parents took me to Hokoji, a Buddhist temple built in the year 1371. We left early and went there for lunch. Your mother drove us. We spoke with a priest, Mr. Hirata, who used to work as a high school principal. He left his old life behind and now lives in this ancient place surrounded by tall trees. It made me think of the conversations we've had about living and working in Japan and how you wanted a different kind of life, with more freedom to live and work the way you wanted. That's what's taken you from here to Canada to Melbourne. The food at the temple was delicious. No animal products, but a version of eel made from lotus fruit, with mountain vegetables, rice, tea. And then we were back in Hamamatsu, which you tell me is a small town that nearly 800,000 people live there. Mio, today I left your parents and your childhood home and went to Osaka. I saw Rika and we had a late dinner, yakitori skewers and cider somewhere she wanted to show me. I remember when you introduced me to her in Melbourne. Now I'm at the end of the Shinkansen bullet train line on the coast in Nagasaki. The bullet trains are expensive, but for the vast distances they carry me in just 2 hours, it seems worth it. The humidity is at a peak. Today I went to the hot springs on Iwojima, an island off Nagasaki City. Oddly, the hot water felt relieving after the heat of the city air. I know when I go back home, I'll miss this ritual of bathing. Here it is less a luxury, more a daily practice. Tomorrow, I'll follow the bullet train line back to Tokyo. But for now, I'm looking out at the sea, in this humid quiet. Thank you, Mio, for introducing me to your Japan. From your friend, Catherine.